You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and insightful daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and refined product markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the U.S. energy landscape.
Thursday, June 18, 2026. World in changes, E&P allocation shifts to debt repayment, deals as cash flows grow in Q1. 2026, published by Nicholas Caccioni. After several years of prioritizing balance sheet repair and shareholder returns, upstream E&Ps are facing a dramatically different commodity environment across oil and natural gas markets, a sharp reversal from the shrinking profits and cash flows over the previous 2 years. A frigid winter across the eastern half of the U.S. sent Appalachian gas prices higher in Q1 2026, and oil prices remained comparatively stable for 2 months before soaring with the onset of the Iran war. With cash flows rising, producers faced pressures to reassess priorities as hydrocarbon prices increased. In today's RBN blog, we examine how each peer group responded to pressure to allocate their rising cash flows in Q1 2026 and what those decisions may signal about management priorities heading into the rest of the year. The 36 E&P companies we cover increased cash flow from operating activities, CFOA, by 28% to $31.5 billion over Q4 2025. Historically, higher crude oil and natural gas prices would have automatically triggered an investment boost to raise production. However, as we detailed in Know When to Hold 'em, the companies we cover continued to embrace the financial discipline that led to their post-pandemic financial recovery and kept capital spending relatively flat. Investment inched up 3% to $15.8 billion, leading to a 67% increase in free cash flow, FCF, to $15.7 billion. The reinvestment rate dropped to 53%, the lowest since 2022. It would have been no surprise to see producers substantially increase shareholder returns, a priority since 2021. However, the same reticence to assume sustained higher commodity prices led to a slight increase in dividends to $3.7 billion, representing just 12% of CFOA net share repurchases declined 24% to $2.1 billion, or 7% of CFOA, a five-year low. So where did the extra cash flow go? Remarkably, the top priority in Q1 2026 was strengthening balance sheets to maintain optimal financial flexibility for the uncertain future. Debt repayments more than tripled to $7.6 billion, representing 24% of CFOA, primarily from Occidental Petroleum's, Oxy, divestiture of its chemical unit. Our E&Ps added $6 billion to their bank balances in Q1 2026, yielding a cash hoard of $21.2 billion as of March 31. The second cash allocation priority was acquisition spending, as producers continued to seek synergies and deeper Tier 1 portfolios through consolidation. Excluding Oxy's $9.7 billion divestiture of its chemicals business to Berkshire Hathaway, which represented non-upstream assets, net purchases totaled $5.7 billion, the second highest quarter in the last 3 years. The gas-weighted E&Ps were the clear winners in Q1 2026 as they doubled CFOA to $10.2 billion on the back of a frigid winter across the eastern half of the U.S. that propelled Appalachian gas prices to double digits. The oil-weighted E&Ps CFOA increased by 10% to $14 billion, while the diversified E&Ps CFOA rose by 7% to $7.3 billion. Oil-weighted E&Ps. Despite the dramatic March increases in oil prices spurred by war in the Middle East, oil-weighted producers remained in capital preservation mode during Q1 2026. These E&Ps saw CFOA increase by 10% to $14 billion, partially buoyed by Oxy's sale of OxyChem. Capital outlays declined by 3% to $7.4 billion, yielding a 29% increase in FCF to $6.6 billion and a reinvestment rate of 53%, down from 60% in Q4 2025. Net divestitures surged in Q1 2026 to $9.5 billion, primarily due to Oxy's sale. The Oxy divestiture bled over into the quadrupling of debt repayments to $7.6 billion and may not represent a broader sector-wide shift. Share repurchases fell 2% to $1.7 billion and 12% of CFOA, while dividends increased 1% to $2.1 billion but fell to 15% of CFOA. The oil-weighted E&Ps added $6.6 billion to their bank accounts in Q1 2026, leaving them with a cash balance of $12.6 billion as of March 31. Diversified E&Ps. The diversified E&Ps CFOA amounted to $7.3 billion in Q1 2026, 7% higher than the $6.8 billion generated in Q4 2025. Capital outlays increased 16% to $5 billion, or 68% of CFOA, up from 63% of CFOA in Q4 2025. The higher investment was primarily merger-related, as SM Energy more than doubled spending after its $12.8 billion purchase of Civitas, while Crescent Energy boosted activity after buying Vital Energy. Consequently, FCF amounted to $3.4 billion, 34% below the $5.1 billion generated in Q4 2025. Net acquisition spending grew to $2.8 billion, up from net divestitures of $169 million in Q4 2025. Unlike the oil-weighted E&Ps, diversified producers appeared more willing to pursue growth-oriented transactions during the quarter, funding acquisitions through a mix of debt and equity issuance. Ovintiv was the largest acquirer at $1.2 billion from the cash portion of the $2.8 billion purchase of New Vista Energy, a Montney shale-focused Canadian E&P company. Net debt issuances surged on the back of the Ovintiv acquisition to $1.6 billion, up from $416 million in Q4 2025. Net share issuances fell to 0% of CFOA as share issuances by Infinity Natural Resources, $350 million, and Northern Oil and Gas, $225 million, to pay for their combined purchase of Utica shale assets from Antero Resources offset share repurchases by EOG Resources, $418 million, Ovintiv, $84 million, and Magnolia Oil and Gas, $53 million. Dividends rose by 3% to $1.1 billion but fell to 14% of CFOA. Cash balances fell by $444 million in Q1 2026 and stood at $5.5 billion as of March 31. Gas-weighted E&Ps. The gas-weighted E&Ps doubled their CFOA in Q1 2026 to $10.2 billion on the back of a frigid winter across the eastern half of the U.S. Still, the extraordinary cash generation likely reflects a temporary weather-driven pricing environment rather than a durable improvement in sector fundamentals. CapEx was up only 2% to $3.4 billion, yielding a reinvestment rate of 34% and FCF of $6.8 billion compared to $1.8 billion in Q4 2025. The peer group turned from net divestor to acquirer in Q1 2026, thanks to Antero Resources' acquisition of Marcellus-focused HG Energy II for $2.8 billion. The impact was partially offset by Antero's sale of $800 million worth of Utica shale properties to Northern Oil and Gas and Infinity Natural Resources. Debt repayments nearly doubled Q4 2025 results at $1.5 billion, which matched last quarter's 16% of CFOA. EQT Corporation paid off $1.8 billion in debt during Q1 2026, followed by Range Resources, $392 million, National Fuel Gas, $349 million, and Coterra Energy, $300 million, which is now part of Devon Energy. Offsetting those repayments was $1.8 billion borrowed by Antero Resources to buy the previously mentioned HG Energy II. Share repurchases rebounded to 4% of CFOA, about half of which was due to Gulfport Energy buying back $170 million of its own stock. Dividends grew by 2% to $487 million. But because CFOA doubled in Q1 2026, the percentage of CFOA attributed to dividends was cut from 9% to 4%. Gas-weighted E&Ps added $1.7 billion to their cash balances, which ended Q1 2026 at $3.1 billion. Looking forward, as Q2 2026 unfolds, the momentum that carried gas-weighted E&Ps through the first quarter appears to be fading alongside sharply weaker natural gas prices. Meanwhile, oil-weighted producers may regain financial leadership if crude oil prices remain resilient through the summer driving season. The key question heading into the second half of 2026 is whether E&Ps will maintain the capital discipline that has defined the sector in recent years, or begin shifting incremental cash flow toward acquisitions, production growth, and increased shareholder returns. Early indications suggest debt reduction remains a priority, but improving balance sheets and stabilizing commodity prices could gradually reopen the door to more aggressive capital allocation strategies later this year. World in Changes was written by Dave Mason and appears as the first song on side two of his debut studio solo album, Alone Together. The lyrics center around the confusion and unpredictability of romantic relationships, but could just as easily be applied to surviving in today's world. Personnel on the record were Dave Mason, vocals, acoustic, electric guitars, Leon Russell, keyboards, Carl Radel bass, and Jim Gordon, drums. Alone Together was recorded in 1970 at Sunset Sound and Elektra Sound in Hollywood and produced by Dave Mason and Tommy Lee Puma. The album features an impressive crew of guest musicians, including Leon Russell, Jim Capaldi, Rita Coolidge, Delaney, and Bonnie, Claudia Lanier, and Jim Keltner. About 30% of the first pressings of the album were done in marble swirl-colored vinyl. Released in July 1970, it went to number 22 on the Billboard 200 albums chart and has been certified gold by the Recording Industry Association of America. One single, Only You Know and I Know, was released from the LP. Delaney and Bonnie would have a top 20 hit with their rendition of the song. Dave Mason was an English singer, songwriter and musician who came to prominence as a founding member of British rock band Traffic in 1967. After leaving Traffic in 1968, he began a solo career that included sessions with Jimi Hendrix, George Harrison, Leon Russell, Delaney, and Bonnie, and Eric Clapton. He released his first studio solo LP, Alone Together, in 1970. He released 15 studio albums, 7 live albums, 12 compilation albums, an EP, and 28 singles. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of Traffic in March 2004. Mason retired from touring in September 2025 due to health issues. He died at his home in Gardnerville, Nevada, in April at 79.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.